Operationalizing market and customer segmentation. When most business professionals think of market and customer segmentation, they think of the segments developed by the marketing function. Such segments are usually too broad for supply chain or logistics strategy and related network redesign. A mid-size retailer category is fine for marketing and accounting purposes, but one retailer might value lowest cost delivery while another values flexibility. Neither will be happy with a moderate cost and moderate flexibility supply chain. Taking a one-size-fits-all approach is a classic supply chain design error. It would result in all customers being quoted the same average lead time, being provided with the same levels of customer service, inventory availability, service reliability, and so on, resulting in the same cost to serve each customer. The organization would be spending money on many things that certain customer segments do not care about and therefore would not want to pay for. The solution is to educate stakeholders and the logistics strategy and network design team on the need for operationally defined market and customer segments. Operationalizing market and customer segmentation applies the principle of segmenting customers by their supply chain and logistics service needs. Determine how highly a category of customers prioritizes specific logistics services and which other services are of lower priority for that category. When you understand what services a given category of your customers want and are willing to pay more to get and which services are less important to them, it then becomes clear how fast and reliably a given shipment needs to arrive, where inventory should primarily be located and so on, as well as the relative consequences of a given type of service failure. The strategy should be to determine what each customer considers to be value-added and provide excellent service in these areas, for example, order winners, while providing acceptable levels of cost-effective services in areas of lower priority, for example, order qualifiers. In SCORE-DS terms, determine categories of customers who align on the same priorities related to resilience, reliability, responsiveness, and agility, efficiency, cost, profit, and assets, and sustainability, environmental, and social. While various combinations of these priorities could result in many segments, data analytics can help determine your organization's biggest categories. Here are some common operational segment strategies with some potential areas for superior, advantage, and parity levels of strategic priority relative to the competition, using SCORE-DS performance attributes as an example. Low-cost strategy. Superior in cost, advantage in assets and reliability, and parity for other areas. Customer with high demand variability strategy. Superior in agility, advantage in responsiveness and reliability, and parity for efficiency areas. Project-driven customers, for example, construction industry strategy. Superior in reliability, advantage in agility and responsiveness, and parity in efficiency areas. Customer-supplier long-term collaboration strategy. Superior in profit, advantage in reliability, and for example, sustainability and parity in other areas. Customers needing innovative or emergency capacity strategy. Superior in agility, advantage in responsiveness and assets, and parity in other areas.